My name is Isabella Martinez. I attend the University of Houston Law Center, and the title of my story is Making a Difference, Not Just a Living. It is a hot summer day as I stand in front of Mr. Jones's office. I break into a sweat, my heart is pounding, and my hands start shaking as I open the door. This is my first interaction with an attorney. I know I'm not in trouble, I only need help. His secretary greets me and takes me to the conference room. It's a pretty simple office. The walls need to be repainted, nothing like you see on TV. After a couple minutes, Mr. Jones walks through the door. He tells me this will be a quick and straightforward process. A month later, I receive a copy of the petition. Page 1, my name is misspelled. Page 3, wrong address. The mistakes continue as I read the stack of papers. I call Mr. Jones's office and I am assured they will fix the mistakes. 2 months go by, no progress. 8 months, they won't return my calls. Desperate to know the status of my case, I reached out to my friend Google. Google teaches me how to view a court docket. It is set to be dismissed for want of prosecution. The court says the case is being thrown out. I dart to Mr. Jones's office, knowing this will be the only way to get a quick response. Mr. Jones tells me I must be misinformed. I print out the docket information and send it to him. Now do you believe me, or do I have to show up to court tomorrow since you don't have any interest in my case? In his voice, all I hear is indifference. After this experience, I hoped I would never interact with another attorney. I would soon find out it would be an attorney who would help me through the hardest time of my life. One evening, while working on my college applications, I receive a phone call from a Border Patrol agent. My mom has been detained. She was driving on two rims and is disoriented. Is she on drugs? He asked. No, of course not. I arrange for someone to take her to the hospital, pack a suitcase, and board the next flight to McAllen, Texas. By the time I arrive at the hospital, my mom's unresponsive, and her heart rate is quickly falling. 60, 50, 40. The medical staff panics. It's chaotic. There's a neurologist, an infectious disease doctor, a brain surgeon, and several nurses taking care of her. None of them can tell me what's wrong. As one doctor tries to bring her heart rate up, the others discuss the possibility of brain surgery. She is intubated. I prepare for the worst. 36, 34, 32. Finally, her heart rate stops decreasing. As the medical staff leaves the room, I clear my throat and ask, will she make it overnight? They don't know. I can't hold my pain back and tears start falling down my cheeks. Will I be able to tell her I love you one more time? I am sad, angry, and remorseful. I would give up everything just to laugh with her one more time. 2 weeks later, we finally got a diagnosis. A virus attacked her brain. A virus that is dormant in our bodies if we have ever had the chicken pox. Why her? Other than being in a minor car crash, she was healthy. After several weeks, she regains consciousness. She cannot talk or walk and has memory problems. She won't be able to work for a long time, but the bills keep piling up. Before her hospitalization, my mom had contacted an attorney, Ray, to help her with her car accident. After not hearing from her, Ray's office contacted me. I explain the situation and offer to help in any way I can. Ray is nothing like my first attorney. He shows genuine care and concern for my family. Knowing my situation, Ray offers me a part-time job with all the time off I need to take care of my mother. I accept. His generosity and willingness to help did not end with me, but continue with each of his clients. Ray showed me the impact that we can have on others' lives. A young woman once came to the office. She was expelled from school 2 weeks before graduation for being repeatedly late. She was a single mother of seven, had no money, and lived in a 3-bedroom house with 17 other people. Her car broke down regularly, and she would often walk to school in over 100-degree weather. It was a hard case, but Ray helped her at no cost. He won the case, and she has now graduated as a nursing assistant. Feeling unimportant and feeling like a paycheck to someone is not only felt by me, but by many others. I met a man who lost his home due to inadequate representation, and many injured clients whose attorneys stole money from their settlement checks. Many have forgotten the responsibilities that one has by being called an attorney. Becoming an attorney means much more than driving a fancy car or getting respect simply by the title that you hold. It is fighting for the justice and the fair representation of all.